5.5 minutes past 7. Welcome to Friday, the 29th of November. It's Friday, my favorite day of the week, and I don't have ever been so happy to see Friday as I am today. I decided to do something completely insane, which was work for 8 nights in a row, 5 of which I've got to wake up the next day to do this light breakfast. And here I am, and I think I've just about made it. Maybe one more day, and I wouldn't have. Anyway, we have a guest in the studio, Mr. Simon Clinton, who is the founder of Save Wild Tigers. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the light breakfast. You were here very early.
Yes. Got here rather too early, but I'm always happy to get up early to talk about tigers.
Oh, excellent. Okay. What made you start this Save the Wild Tiger? I mean, you come from England, which is not a tiger populated country. And I also, when reading up about Save Wild Tigers, found that I was directed to your website by the Born Free Foundation. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that about animals, basically?
Yeah, basically. Coming back to your first question, though, I was actually brought up in Malaysia. And that was my, as a kid, that was my first exposure to tigers.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of started here in childhood. So there's a lot of inspiration that comes from this part of the world.
You lived here a long time.
Yeah, we were here for about 15 years. So I went back to the UK sort of mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to be back again.
Yeah, especially since it's freezing cold in England at the moment.
Tell me about it.
So, was there an incident or some sort of catalyst that said, you know, you woke up one day and thought, I've got to save the tigers?
I've always been into the sort of wildlife conservation piece, but I actually have a marketing agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been donating a lot of marketing help to a charity conservation group called the Born Free Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your listeners may have seen the movie in the 60s with Virginia McKenna.
Adams, yes.
Yeah, representing George Adamson and letting the, you know, Elsa the lion back into the wild.
Yes.
Well, when Virginia made that movie, she was so sort of inspired by that true story. She and her co-actor, Bill Travers, actually set up the Born Free Foundation.
Oh, I see. I didn't know it was connected to the film.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So going back to the 60s, and they set up pretty much this amazing sort of global conservation movement, the Born Free Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave a lot of help to these guys, and it was working with Born Free where I sort of tripped over the tiger numbers a few years ago and absolutely shocked to see how the numbers have just been sort of, you know, demolished. I mean, a horrendous situation.
And it's not just demolished, but I think there are at least 5 different subspecies of tigers that are completely extinct that we will never see again, or maybe more.
Yeah, that's right. No, quite a few. Yeah. Quite a few. And there's actually 6 subspecies of tigers left.
Yeah.
Of which, obviously, the Malayan tiger is one of those 6.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to put this into context, 1900, around 150,000 tigers in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're looking at about 3,500 tigers. And that's across 13 countries, of which, you know, Malaysia is obviously one of the 13.
Shocking. We are talking about the Save Wild Tigers initiative, and we will find out more when we come back on the lunch breakfast. Happy Friday! Good morning. Today we are talking about tigers, and why that's very important, obviously, is because Malaysia is one of the countries. We have our own tiger, the Malayan tiger. The tiger is on our coat of arms. Our football team is called Tigers. You know, so it's very important. Our biggest bank as well uses a tiger as their logo. So we're talking to Simon Clinton, the founder of Save Wild Tigers. And you basically are working very hard, running and organizing fundraisers, right? And awareness raisers.
Yes, very much so, very much so. And it is split between the two, you know, raising awareness and getting engagement from consumers and the mass public. And on the back of that awareness, you know, really trying to raise a lot of money.
What's the money for?
Okay, the money fundamentally goes into really targeted tiger conservation programs and working with people like the Born Free Foundation and the Environmental Investigation Agency, the EIA, which is a sort of investigative agency. Great work in terms of what these guys do. And the sort of programs vary from, you know, on the ground, anti-poaching, you know, sort of activities through to, you know, EIA's reporting of smuggling rings and who's doing what and who shouldn't be doing what and actually uncovering all this information and providing this insight to NGOs, to Interpol, to the United Nations, CITES reporting group, etc. So it's really far-reaching. And, of course, consumer outreach programs. You know, we need to get consumers, if you look at the poaching problem, got to go back to the demand issue in markets like China and actually, you know, try and persuade people that the tiger is worth more alive than dead, effectively.
And also that they're not like rabbits. You know, you're not going to get a thousand new tigers born every year.
No.
The other thing, even captive, where they've been trying, it's also very difficult.
Yeah, right? although interestingly, tigers do breed, if they're just left alone in relatively small groups, they will breed pretty quickly. What we have to do, though, is give them a chance. And, of course, poaching is causing horrendous problems out there. In the last 5 years, the numbers have just gone through the roof.
We've talked about the poaching problem and the wildlife trafficking on the Light Breakfast before, but we're going to take a break now. When we come back, I want to talk about what fundraisers you've had so far, and in particular Tiger Tracks, which was huge, the one you had in London. You're listening to The Light Breakfast. The Light Breakfast with Yasmin Yusuf. Enjoy up to 3.85% per annum return with your Maybank deposit account. 19 minutes past 7 this Friday morning. We are talking about tigers today with Simon Clinton. Is here from the UK, the founder of Save Wild Tigers Initiative. So we've talked about what the money is needed for. We've talked about raising awareness and the numbers, which can you repeat them, because I'm still in shock. In 1900 there were
So in 1900 probably around 150,000 wild tigers,
and
now we're talking probably about 3,500 tigers across 13 countries. And to be honest, of those 13 countries, it's dubious if, you know, Laos, Cambodia, even China really have any tigers left. So it's shrinking dramatically and very quickly.
When I heard that Java tiger, there was a
Balinese tiger.
Gone, extinct. And another big one, not Siberian, another big one, Himalayan, is it? One of those big tigers also extinct. I think there were five or six.
Yeah.
I think one from China as well.
Yeah.
Extinct, gone.
Yeah.
So our generation who, you know, learn about tigers, I can still see them in the zoo, or you can go into conservation parks like in India and see the tigers. After this, people that come next, is that, well, we'll have to be shown a photo.
Yeah, and it's very sad. And we are talking 10 years. We've got 10 years, give or take, to save the wild tiger from extinction, or part of the World Recovery Tiger Program that everyone is working on is to double tiger numbers in the next 10 years. But if we don't, good chance they'll be extinct in 10 years. And basically your kids and their kids will never see a tiger in the wild again. It'll be an art gallery or a zoo. That's it. And I think we've got really short space of time now. So not for some future generation. People need to act now or forget it. It's going to be an art gallery or zoo. And tigers are leading this march to extinction because the elephants, the rhinos, the lions, exactly the same reason. All could be extinct within 10 to 20 years and led by poaching. And we've got limited time to save the lot. Tigers, unfortunately, are leading this march to extinction.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. And it's terrible because we're in Malaysia and we have tigers. That makes it even worse. It's not like we're, you know, living in a country where people will never have seen a tiger in their entire life, but you can actually go into our national park and go into a hide and hopefully, you know, wait and see a tiger. But there is that possibility. Imagine if you would just have a picture book and to show your children, like when you're talking about dinosaurs. But anyway, I want to talk about this Tiger Tracks event, because you're obviously working very hard with Save Wild Tigers to raise funds and raise awareness. And I asked in the very beginning, what's a man from England doing trying to save tigers? But actually, Simon grew up in Malaysia. So tell me about Tiger Tracks a little bit, an event that took over
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge program. We ran it in March this year. St. Pancras International Station in London. It's our biggest station, our only international station.
Train station
that Eurostar from Paris comes into. A million people a week go through the station.
Wow.
65 retailers. And we took the entire station over for a month. Literally rebranded the station Tigers. And it was called Tiger Tracks, and it was huge. We got Brian May from Queen.
Wow.
It came and donated his services, which was amazing, with a free concert. And and then we had continuous celebrities and brands and all sorts of people involved. Mm. Kids weekends, family weekends, and we ended with a huge gala dinner. So a month-long celebration, and the awareness hit across the world as well as the UK from that one event was huge. And of course, a lot of the work we're doing is about awareness. It's not just funds, which is critical, but awareness to change consumers' views is really important.
And you're here, and you're going to do something big in Malaysia as well next year. We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is The Light Breakfast. Good morning. We are talking about tigers today. Gorgeous animals, even though I am a Leo, so I'm actually a lion, I still think that tigers are absolutely gorgeous. And Simon Clinton, who is the founder of Save Wild Tigers, is in Malaysia to plan an event in Malaysia. So, you took over St. Pancras International train station in London for a month. Are you going to take over our beautiful, iconic railway station as well?
Not exactly, although I'm open to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I mean, two big things we're planning at the moment. The first one, October the 3rd, next year, 2014, with the support of YTL, the Majestic Hotel, which is a beautiful place, we're going to hold a spectacular gala dinner in aid of Save Wild Tigers.
Wow.
Lots of celebs from this part of the world, Asia Pacific, Australia, the UK. It's going to be the event of the year next year in KL, and that's October the 3rd. So any of your listeners want to buy tickets, we'll be announcing that in the next couple of weeks about how to get involved with the Majestic Tiger Gala dinner. So really looking forward to that.
That's on your website, which is
savewildtigers.org. The details will go up on the website in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we can put it on your Facebook site perhaps as well, which would be great.
Is it a lot of work setting something like that up?
Yeah, it's very big. But running parallel, there's a second event, and we're taking over the Eastern and Oriental train from Singapore to Bangkok via KL. That will be running in October as well in aid of Save Wild Tigers.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We've come to the end of the interview, I'm afraid, Simon, so we'll have to cram all the things that we want to say into the next minute. Okay, Simon Clinton is the founder of Save Wild Tigers. You can go to the website www.savewildtigers.org, O-R-G, and we're going to put it up on our website as well, www.lightfm.com.my, and on our Facebook page, fb.lightfm.com.my. Let's talk about this amazing other event. So you're going to have this big gala party, right? And then also...
And then, basically, also in October, we take over the Eastern and Oriental train. And we're going to rebrand it, the Eastern and Oriental Tiger Express. And it's going to be a five-day amazing experience, kicking off with a stay at Raffles, a reception at Raffles in Singapore. You arrive in KL and you'll join the fantastic, majestic gala dinner. Then we'll go up to Penang and there'll be an art exhibition at the E&O Hotel in Penang. And then we go up to Bangkok for the Mandarin Oriental. Tiger experts on the train, celebrities on the train, and of course the big event in KL at the Majestic. So an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And celebrities are coming from all over the world?
Yes, they will be. But only 100 really exclusive tickets for sale. And again, those details in the next few weeks will be on the SaveWildTiger.org website. So any of your listeners interested, huge opportunity to save tigers and have a journey of a lifetime.
Sounds amazing. Save Our Tigers. We have only 450, did you say, in Malaysia, which is quite good.
Which is good. And, you know...
Well, in the general scheme of things.
Yeah, and absolutely. You've got a viable population here. Mm-hmm. You've got the oldest rainforest in the world,
yes.
And the opportunity in this country for even ecotourism is
mm-hmm.
huge. One quick example is the Tigris in India. Over 10 years has raised £190 million of revenue from tourism, the one tiger.
Wow.
And I think the point I would make is with the oldest rainforest in the world here, like Taman Negara, the habitat of the Malayan tiger, real opportunity here for a win-win situation.
Tourism,
save the tiger and responsible ecotourism. You know, the tiger's worth more alive than dead.
Tell me, just quickly, away from tiger for a minute, the numbers that you have about the elephants.
Yeah, just again, same sort of situation. 1990s, you know, a few hundred elephants were being killed a year, you know, for poaching. 2011, around 25,000 elephants, you know, horrendous, were being killed for poaching. And 2012 until now, we're talking nearly 80,000 elephants.
No!
Slaughtered. And same demand, heavily from, you know, China,
yes.
In terms of animal parts, you know, the
ivory.
Rhino horn, for
yeah.
example, is worth more than gold. So it's a real concern, this poaching issue, and it's completely out of control.
That's crazy! Absolutely crazy! Okay, save the tiger, go to the website www.savewildtigers.org and get ready for the tigers to hit town. Simon Clinton bringing them to town in October. Well, not the tigers, but we're going to save the tigers, and hopefully our next 10 generations will be able to see tigers in the wild alive rather than only 10 or less years left for
Absolutely.
Us to see a live tiger
yeah,
before
it.
It's gone. Simon, thank you so much for coming. I wish you lots of luck in your venture and organization. It's going to be quite a job. And can people get involved if they want to volunteer to help out as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The more people can help, the better.
Okay, excellent. And you will come back and talk to us again.
Definitely.
Right.
Look forward to it.
Thank you very much. Simon Clinton, founder of Save Wild Tigers, on the Light Breakfast.